The City of Guelph is currently facing a long-term debt of approximately $27 million with major capital projects, many major capital projects coming up on the horizon. Such projects include, and these are just early estimates, $25 million for a new Civic Center complex, $19.5 million for a new police headquarters, $4 million net for realigning the fire protection services, and $17 million for a new library branch, new main library branch. How would you propose that we pay for these major projects if indeed you are supporting the building of all of them? And if you do not support some of these projects, please state which ones and why.
We'll start with Kurt Kosovitz.
Thanks. First of all, I'll touch on the spending part. I don't agree with a lot of these spending projects. First of all, I certainly don't see a need for a new police headquarters. I think the police are over-budgeted. I think we have far too much policing in the city as it is, and the current headquarters is more than efficient. I certainly don't, I've never identified a need in that area. The library as well, I'd like to see that plan revised. I don't agree that it's currently a feasible plan. I think it needs something that needs, A, more public input, and B, it needs to sort of take a better look at the space that we're dealing with and the people it's going to affect. As far as the City Hall plans go as well, that's another case in point that I think needs to be revisited on a public level. While I realize that with the expanding of the city infrastructure itself needs to just expand, I don't necessarily think that the way it's planned for now is the best way to go about it. And as far as it's in, and I don't think that's necessarily a great issue. We're managing it. We've got a good, solid plan to get rid of it. And I think it's something that we're certainly able to do long term.
Thank you, Kurt. And Karen Fibert?
We have two financial policies that are essential in terms of being able to manage and ensure we afford the projects that we have. One is a 12% cap on the amount of money that can come from property taxes to pay for capital projects. And so what this cap does means that we have to set priorities, that we have to plan, and it means that we can't overextend ourselves on capital projects. So this is a very important financial policy that we have. The other one is that we have a financial policy to move towards pay-as-you-go and to continue to reduce our reliance on debt. And we have continued to move in that direction. More than 50%, and some communities have started this earlier than us. Ours started about 8 or 9 years ago, moving in this direction. In certain areas, for instance, the water use budget, we were able to get that down to zero debt. But we will see debt coming in and out, but as long as in the long term, we continue to move towards going towards pay-as-you-go. And we certainly, during the last 3 years, moved towards that. More than 50% of capital projects are now done through pay-as-you-go. In terms of some specific projects, the new Civic Administration Center, we will be able to afford that because we've reached a point where the leasing costs are as expensive enough that we can take those leasing dollars and pay off a mortgage on a new building. So we have a choice. We can spend the next 25 years throwing leasing dollars out, and at the end of 25 years, having nothing to show for it, or we can take those same leasing dollars, put it towards a mortgage, and at the end of 25 years, have a city asset that's going to be rent-free for the rest of its life. This is no different than someone making a decision moving from renting their home to buying their home when their rent can pay for the mortgage payments. So that's how we can afford a facility like this. With respect to the library, this project is in its early stages. It will not be the next term of council that makes a decision on it. First, it needs to be incorporated into our development charges bylaw because a good portion of this will be related to growth, and so development charges will pay for some of that. Similar with the police development charges because their needs are related to growth. Similar to new fire in the South End, again, that will be development charges that will cover the lion's share of those types of things. So it's a combination of where the funds come from and a combination, and that tied with sticking to and not wavering from, in for a second, strong financial policies that drive us to make sure that we can afford these things.
Thank you, Karen. Kate Quarry?
I have questions on the proposed cost of both these buildings, the library and the administration center, and I do not see them as a priority for council in the short term. Let's take care of the infrastructure, water supply, and delivery systems. which will enhance our ability to seek new industry and commercial businesses to the city. Then look at our other needs, like the needs of our two major safety servers, the police and the sub-fire stations, and a building of a parkade downtown. Downtown business people say that this is their major problem, parking. So again, we must prioritize the needs. We also need to address lighting downtown. We believe this would be one step in making downtown more inviting, and it would also assist to curb some of the disturbance problems that we're having down there. A new administration building to house our staff and the library will come. Agree that we can handle our debt well, and we will mortgage out when we go into capital expenditures, but it will be what we can afford, and that will put a heavy tax burden on our citizens.
Thank you, Kate. Billy Craven, please.
According to this 500-page monstrosity of a 2003 budget, states that in 2003, the interest on the debentures will be $3,273,000. By 2007, it'll rise to $5,800,000. This does not include the $50 million, which this group of seven have decided to spend. I'm suggesting that we freeze the taxes for 3 years, freeze the hiring of in all the city departments for 3 years, use our own people to do the jobs instead of outside consultants. But we do have to spend money. There will be added revenue from residential taxes, and I believe public housing, police, fire, and water, and infrastructure must go on. My goal is by 2006 to drastically reduce our debt load. And then in the 2006 election, if you want a new library and you want a new city hall, put it on the ballot and let the taxpayers decide, not the politicians.
City Hall is a beautiful building, and it's certainly not as fully exploited. There's 33,000 square feet in there. Take the time to go into the basement. Somebody will give you a tour. The whole building is electrically heated, clean, dry. Go in the basement, concrete floor, well lit, no smell. Our cars are dry. Lots of space for more workers down there. In fact, Mario Vendetti, the city planner, had offices down there. So there's lots of room. In 1991, after the King Eddie Hotel was converted at number 2 Wyndham Street, it's unfortunate that then Mayor John Consul didn't buy that building for about $1 million. There's 23,000 square feet in that place. Now, that's about what is envisioned for this new CAB. And the wonderful idea of building it 120,000 square feet and saying, we're going to rent out the extra space to tenants. To my mind, a city hall should be secure and secured. Anyway, so the CABS proposed, I don't think is really necessary. Mem Gardens should be a teen center. There should be an ice surface in there and not an extended city hall. It's not needed. Pay as you go. I think we should define that. Remember in 1986, after years of arguing as to who is going to have supply acute care in Guelph with our hospitals. So in 1986, the city treasurer said, okay, let's assess each household $20 to $39, that was my assessment on my place, for each of 10 years. And you know what, with investing that money, we got $30 million, and with $3.5 million from the county, we said to the province, here's our one-third for hospital, and now you can go ahead with your hospital redevelopment in Guelph. That is pay as you go. It is not funding something on a credit card, as the mayor has envisaged, and supplying you with a dream of a building that's not really necessary. The library. I've known Norm MacLeod, the present librarian, since May of 1977. When he came in here to replace John Snell. His view of the site on Wyndham Street is, I don't want it there. I don't want a library there. He's against the site. Now, I think his opinion should be respected. And I would say, as mayor, I'll say, Norm, what do you need? Because I think the present building on Norfolk, North Street, is stressed for a third floor. It's a beautiful spot for a library, trade, accessible to the wheel, to the handicap, with a bus stop right at the corner. So these big expensive projects, the CAB, the library, are not vital at all.